What's up, guys? Trevor here with E-Commerce Paradise, and today I'm going to talk to you about who is the ideal person to start a high-ticket dropshipping business and what are the traits you'll need to do it. All right, so I think this video is really important because a lot of people think that they want to go start one of these high-ticket dropshipping stores, but they don't really know everything that it requires and what they're up against. So I want to just like outline the ideal traits that you need to have before you start this business. And even if you don't yet completely, you can kind of learn as you go, but still it's good to like at least know this stuff so that you know what you're getting yourself into. So if you're just getting started and this is your first video and you haven't gotten my free niches list for high-ticket dropshipping, go check it out at ecommerceparadise.com/niches. It's high-ticket products and niches that you can get into and start a profitable business. All right, so let's talk about it. So the first thing, first and foremost, is financial stability. It's really important that you have, you know, plenty of assets already, like cash and stuff. You're not completely broke and like in debt and stuff like that. And you're also, it's also not a really good idea to plan to take on a lot of debt in order to start one of these businesses, because then it's just going to make you in super rush to get things done and get results, and you're a little bit more likely to give up if things don't work out, you know, as quickly as you wish they would. So definitely consider, you know, saving up some money first. I recommend at least to have a few thousand dollars at the minimum on hand. And also you need to have some high limit credit cards, or at least a good credit score, so you can get some credit cards for a business. And business credit cards are really important. You don't want to use personal credit cards for business spend, because it's going to ruin your credit score if you put a bunch of business spend on personal credit cards. So use a business credit card, get a business credit card, because it doesn't report that spend directly to the credit reporting agencies constantly. And so, you know, your credit score won't get ruined. So, you know, I recommend Chase, or Amex or Capital One. Those are the ones I use. There's different credit cards that work really good for your cost of goods sold, and there's different cards that work really good for ad spend and other marketing expenses. So definitely check that out. And by the way, I have lots of content on my blog and my YouTube channel, the rest of the channel and podcast as well. But there's lots of content about all these different topics. So definitely go check that out. ecommerceparadise.com has links to everything you need. Definitely have some good computer skills and, you know, understand market research and how to use a search engine, because like Google is just an amazing resource. You can find anything on the web through Google. So just really understand how to use a search engine and what keywords are and how to do keyword research, and how to research a market, how to understand, like, you need to understand the supply chain and how that works with wholesale and retail, because that's kind of what you're going to be putting yourself into, is that supply chain. You're going to be between the manufacturer and the end consumer. And so, you know, understanding how the supply chain works, who the target market is that you want to reach out to, who these target suppliers are that you want to work with, it's going to really help you to be able to, you know, create one of these businesses. And if you don't have any idea right now, that's fine. But start understanding like the market and where people will go to buy this stuff. And that's kind of where you're going to find competitors. And then that's where you're going to find suppliers. And, you know, the target market is, of course, the type of person that buys those products. So you need to research the avatars and customer avatars and stuff like that. So just have some really good market research skills, or at least start working on that and start researching that. You know, another really good thing to have is some kind of really good marketing acumen. It doesn't really mean that like you need to absolutely be like, you know, have an MBA in marketing before you start one of these businesses, but you need to really understand like solid marketing game plans and promotional strategies and advertising strategies, because these are the types of things that you'll need to be doing throughout, you know, your business to be able to make it profitable and successful. So, you know, understand product launches, understand, you know, social media marketing, understand search engine marketing, email marketing, multiple touch points, you know, having a similar marketing strategy across multiple platforms, and having the same image across multiple platforms, and just all these different things are going to really help you to expand your business faster. One thing I did is when I first started, I went to college as I was building my first business, my high-ticket dropshipping business, and so I was able to learn like in my college classes about marketing, sales, advertising, import, export, accounting, and all these other, you know, things that really helped me to be able to grow as an entrepreneur and as a business person. So through my college courses and through watching YouTube videos and listening to podcasts constantly and reading tons of books and networking a lot and going to actual like conferences and stuff like that and talking to people and watching online courses, all that stuff really helped. So I recommend that you guys do the same thing. All right, the next thing is having a customer-centric approach mindset. So you really have to understand like that with retail, you really have to have the end consumer's best interest in mind. You're not always going to have sales be profitable But you want to always make sure that the customer is taken care of. It's just the key thing, because customers will make or break your business. And if you have something go wrong with the customer, it's always great to take care of them, because then they're going to order from you again, recommend you to their friends and stuff like that. If you don't take care of your customer and you leave them behind, or just like forget about them, or you know they have a problem and it doesn't get solved, they're more likely to leave a negative review. And they're, of course, less likely to buy from you again. And they're also more likely to tell their friends to not buy from you. So just understand that emotions are really strong. And when you didn't get what you ordered, you know, as a consumer, you feel, you know, triggered. You feel like you didn't get that product and you got scammed or something like that. So it's like the negative emotion is much stronger than positive emotions. If you send out, you know, if you get 100 orders in your store and you send out a email to get a review for each order, I would say like usual response rate is like somewhere between 1% to 5%, maybe up to 10% at the most if you have like an incentivized program. But generally speaking, people that have a bad experience are like 100% likely to leave a review that's negative, whereas people that have a great experience or like just a whatever mediocre experience are like maybe like 1% to 5% likely to leave a review. So just understand like there's a huge skew between that ratio and that you need to really take care of customers when things go wrong so you don't get those negative reviews. All right, the next thing is negotiation skills. It's really important to have negotiation skills, especially when it comes to talking to suppliers and getting dealer accounts. And also, of course, when it comes to sales. And, you know, people are going to call in and ask to buy something, and you need to understand how to negotiate with them, because you want to get that sale, but at the same time, you want it to be profitable. And they want to buy the product, but at the same time, they want to get, like, the best price and also the best offer, like maybe a free gift or something like that. So you need to understand negotiation, how to come to terms with somebody, how to make friends with somebody, and just how to figure something out so it's a fair deal between them, and just how to ask for a better price or a better, you know, cost price from a supplier, or just how to like tell a customer like, hey, it's worth it if you pay this amount of money for me because you're going to get this. You know, basic sales skills, negotiation skills are really important in this business. You may or may not be doing everything yourself, but as long as you understand that stuff, you're going to be able to teach somebody to do it for you in the future. So definitely learn it. All right, and this kind of goes without saying, but you're really going to need some patience and some resilience with this business, because it takes a while to get these stores to go sometimes. Unless you just happen to be in the middle of a pandemic when the Fed is printing tons of money and everybody's got 0% interest rates and they can put whatever they want onto random credit cards and buy now, pay later accounts. The pandemic was totally, you know, unheard of and completely ridiculous. And what they did, and it made sense to keep the economy going because everything would have crashed completely, but it was really definitely not real. Like, that was all fake money that was printed, and people spent way more than they had available. And now, you know, a year or so after the pandemic kind of ended, people are going into debt. They're already in debt, but they're defaulting on their debt. And, you know, it's going to continue to get worse and worse just because there was so much spending that happened during the pandemic. And so now is kind of a tough time to get into e-commerce because sales aren't nearly what they used to be. You know, and sometimes there's still supply chain issues and stuff like that. So you're just going to need a lot of patience. And when things go wrong or just not much happens in your business, you still need to be working. Don't let it get you down. Just treat it like it's a 9-to-5 job, and it will reward you like it's a 9-to-5 job, okay? But it's your own business, of course. So if it does really well, you reap the benefits. All right, next one is legal and compliance awareness. You need to really understand, obviously, like all the legality stuff behind high ticket dropshipping. So first and foremost, it's really good to have an LLC, which stands for limited liability company. So you have limited liability when you're doing your business. The next thing is having a business checking account, business credit card. You're going to need a virtual mailbox or some, you know, virtual address or an address in general for your business if you're doing online only, so you don't have to use your house. Some banks will require you have a physical residence. So if you are like a traveling nomad and you don't really have a physical residence, you'll need to use your family's address or a friend's address or something like that and get their consent. And some banks will require you, merchant accounts will require now that you have some sort of a lease agreement signed if you can't provide them with like a utility bill or something like that. So definitely try to figure all that stuff out ahead of time so that you know that you'll be able to get past these loopholes when you come, you know, across these walls that you'll get to. Another thing is a seller's permit, which is really important, and paying sales tax is a big hassle in this business. And nowadays, after the Wayfair lawsuit, now Wayfair and all the other online sellers have to pay sales tax in states where they sell over a certain amount every year. And some states it's as low as like $50,000 or $100,000 a year. So, you know, you have to be signing up for seller's permits when you get to that and collecting that sales tax and remitting it. And sometimes it's like quarterly, sometimes it's yearly. It really depends on the amount of revenue you do. And it's just a big hassle. And especially the bigger business you get and the more broad you get and the more warehouses your suppliers have and stuff like that, there's a lot of sales tax implications. Now, of course, you can put it off. The states probably won't fine you, you know, your suppliers are probably going to charge you sales tax, even if you don't charge the customer sales tax. So a lot of the times you're actually probably going to be just fine because the suppliers are going to be charging you sales tax anyways, but it's still something that you really should take care of and look at, not just put off. All right, let's think about the next one, which is analytics skills. Analytics is really important, and understanding how to look at data is key because data is going to drive your business forward. Data is the one thing that you can can help you understand who's buying from you and what's selling really well, and try to intersect those two so that you can put more of your like marketing efforts and advertising spend into what's selling really well and to the type of customer that's buying from you and where they're buying and stuff like that. And also look at like things like competition and how well they're doing and where they're at, because that's going to help you understand where you should be and what you should be doing. So definitely looking at analytics like Google Analytics or like an SEO tool like SEMrush or KW Finder for keywords, all that stuff, just looking at the data and the numbers is really going to help you to drive your business forward. So start to understand that stuff. And it kind of goes without saying, but having some kind of e-commerce experience is, of course, going to help you. So if you've already done a different type of business model, like low-ticket dropshipping from China, or if you've done like private labeling or you know, having your own brand in-house or something like that, or even worked for an e-commerce company in the past, of course, that's going to help you with high-ticket dropshipping, kind of goes without saying. But you should definitely consider what Rich Dad always talks about, which is, you know, work to learn. So if you want to learn how to do one of these businesses yourself, it might make sense to go get a job for a company that does e-commerce or is like an agency or even just like a retail company or a wholesaler, a distributor. You know, there's tons of them hiring all the time for different positions, and a lot of them are entry level. So definitely go, you know, think about considering getting a job, getting paid, and then, you know, every day just like taking notes and learning how things work and just asking questions. It can't hurt. So maybe, you know, you spend a year or up to 4 or 5 years doing that, and then you have a ton of experience and you can kind of go out on your own and actually be successful. Let's see, the next one is adaptability. So being able to adapt to current market situations, and of course, like changing your site up or changing suppliers or, you know, changing your niche altogether is really important, because as a small business owner, you are the one that can make the decision. So you don't have to go to like higher ups and like a board of directors or something like that, unless you are a bigger company or you're part of a, like a partnership or something like that. But you can adapt quick, and that makes you have an upper hand against the competition. So definitely be adaptable, and you know, don't hold yourself back thinking, I've already like invested a lot of money, I don't want to you know, put it into something else, like I want to stick with what I'm doing. If something's not working, just change, reiterate, and get it to what works until it works, and then you can just sort of chill and be patient after that. All right, let's think about the next one, which is ethical business practices. So when it comes down to ethics, I think it's really important never to copy competitors. You can model them, but just don't copy them. And to always make your business like stand out from the competition as well. Okay, don't ever like try to screw over consumers, even if they're like really upset with you and trying to screw you over. Don't go like thinking that you can just... like, for instance, here's a good example. If somebody files a chargeback and then you win the chargeback, right? But they already shipped the product back, don't just like start ignoring them and try to keep the money. That's a really bad idea. So you should definitely have good, solid ethics and, you know, refund their money. So just be a good person in general, okay? You know, if you have that mindset of like constantly being greedy about little things, you're not going to get very far in life. So you need to have ethics. Long-term ethics. And what goes along with that is a long-term vision. So having some sort of a vision for your company and where you want to go with it is really good. If you want to be like a digital nomad, you want to travel around the world, you know, just grow an online business up to a certain level. You don't want to scale it too much. You want to kind of keep it at a certain level, maybe $50,000 to $100,000 a month in revenue is plenty for you. It'll provide you with, you know, on average 10% net profit. So $5,000 to $10,000 a month is probably enough to live on for a, you know, single or married or whatever digital nomad who's traveling around a lot. definitely consider where you want to take this business and how you're going to get there. If you are like have a home base in the US, or maybe, you know, you're a bit older and you already have like lots of assets and you just need to want another investment, that's something that's location independent that might work. Having that long-term vision for where you want to take it is important. Is it going to be just a side hustle? Is it going to provide, you know, a few thousand dollars a month? Is it going to provide $30,000 a month? But be realistic about it. Understand that like the difference between a high-ticket dropshipping store that provides $3,000 a month in income versus $30,000 is vastly different in the amount of resources and effort that it takes to run. Obviously, because this business model is a just-in-time fulfillment model, you don't store any of the inventory. There's a lot of back and forth between your supplier and your customer. There's a lot of inventory issues. You know, there's a lot of sales and a lot of warranty support and all that. And since you don't fulfill the product, you're going to have to go back and forth every single time with communication. And it becomes these like really long email threads sometimes. And anyway, so just understand that and be realistic about it. I would say that, you know, 5 to 10K a month is a pretty, you know, solid milestone to get your business to. Once you get beyond that, if you get beyond that, I would say you can consider selling your business, because these days you can get at least 2 to 3x yearly profits. So if you're making 5 to 10,000 a month, you know, times 12, that's around, you know, 50,000 to 100,000, maybe a bit more per year. And, you know, if you sell for double or triple that, that's, you know, hopefully you can get 100, 200, maybe up to $300,000 for that business. And the sale isn't too complicated. You know, there's investors out there that will pay that amount and it not require like a huge amount of like back end stuff, you know, to get into it. So consider that. That's kind of the long term vision with this business, is not just running it long term, but also exiting and starting new ones once you understand how to do it and kind of like rinse and repeat. All right, the next one is risk tolerance, because high ticket dropshipping comes with high risks, because you are accepting the payments. You are the one that is going to take the risk with those chargebacks. So you need to make sure that every order goes through clean. Definitely set up some sort of barrier so that people cannot hack your business and like cause bad things to happen. I recently had like a security event where some VA had been hacked and someone went in and refunded a few orders and stuff like that. And I was able to get the money back, or most of it anyways. But of course I wasn't like doing all the stuff that I should have done for security. So now everything's secure, but back then I wasn't. And you know, I already have risk tolerance built up, so I understand the risks that are involved and that there are losses potentially. And you just have to like understand that mindset so that you can get past it when it does happen. You don't think it's the end of the world and you don't have like PTSD from it, and so you can't just move on. So have some risk tolerance. Just understand that just like any business, this business has risk. And since it's high ticket, it's higher risk. Okay. Higher ticket, low volume. High ticket, high volume. The more volume, the more risk. That's, it is what it is. If you have a low ticket business, each order is a bit less, you know, expensive, obviously. So if you lose something on one order, it's not a big deal to your business, but you need high volume for that business for it to work. You can't do low ticket, low volume and have an income from that. Okay. So both businesses have high risk. The only like low risk online business I can think of would be like just like creating content constantly and doing affiliate marketing and maybe like print on demand. Like that's probably like the lowest risk you could possibly do in just doing like sponsorship deals and stuff like that, because you know you're constantly creating content and maybe you have like a digital product or like an online course or something like that, like I do here with E-commerce Paradise. It's lower risk in general. So if you really are not risk tolerant and you don't want to deal with it, take it on, or just, you know, like ride the waves of it, ride the bumps, then you definitely should consider starting a business that's less risky in general. And the next one is networking skills. It's a really good idea to have networking skills, because obviously like one person is not just one person. You, once you know one person and are friends with them, you have access to a lot of their network. So you can like get references to other people through that people, and you can just ask them questions or ask them for favors and they'll be able to provide you with like information and resources. So networking is really important, because you'll get way further when you understand the power of having access to other people's networks. And some people have small networks and some people have huge networks. You just never really know who you're talking to. So it's always a good idea just to be friendly with everybody you meet and try to get to know them and try to get to, you know, be friends with them, because, you know, you never know. And sometimes you'll get really, really great opportunities through just meeting people and making friends, especially going to conferences in your niche. It's really going to help. So definitely consider that. All right. And the last one is, you know, I already kind of went over this, but tech savviness in general. So understanding like how to use, you know, smartphones really well, and how to use computer really well, and how to use cameras and and other gadgets. It's really going to help with your business in general, just because sometimes I've seen this happen where people, like, they freak out when things don't work out for them with the technology and stuff like that. And you have to have a ton of patience with technology, because sometimes, like, it's hard to, like, log into an account. You lose a password. You have to reset a password. You can't let that, like, trip you out so much that you just freak out and you can't even do anything that day. So I, you know, and I've seen that happen before. And I'm just like, I don't understand that. Like, you just need some patience, and you just need to understand that, like, sometimes things are weird, and just, you know, work through it. Stay organized, and, you know, understand how to use a spreadsheet. I would say that's, like, the, one of the number one skills you can have with any online business is using a spreadsheet, because that's going to help you organize all your account information. You know, if you have a bunch of credit cards, you can use spreadsheets to organize those. Online accounts, social media accounts. For outreach, spreadsheets is great, because you can put all the information of a certain, you know, group of individuals, and then you can send emails in bulk using certain tools. So spreadsheets can really help for almost anything. So definitely learn how to use it. And Google Sheets is a free spreadsheet program, or you can just download Microsoft Office and get Excel. All right, guys, so that's it. I really hope that this video was helpful. And if you do feel like you are the right type of person for high-ticket dropshipping, I have an entire plethora of information and resources for you. So definitely check that out at ecommerceparadise.com. I have lots of blog posts to get you started there. I have a free niches list and mini course. I have a high-ticket dropshipping masterclass, which is 35 modules of over-the-shoulder videos, me building a niche store and launching it and scaling it. And then I have services, a turnkey service, as well as SEO service and ad management service, VA recruiting service, other things that are useful and helpful for entrepreneurs when they're just getting started, they're launching a business. So if you want information for that, just definitely drop me an email, trevor@ecommerceparadise.com, or just go to ecommerceparadise.com and you know, check it out and browse around and let me know what you need. And I'm happy to help. So thanks for watching, and I'll see you guys in the next video. Take care.